me sing my favorite Christmas song.
Take the holes with pepperoni.
Fa la 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 la.
Mustard, eggplant, and bologna.
Fa la 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 la.
Santa Claus will bring his reindeer.
Fa la 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 la.
In the sewer, how will they get here?
Fa la 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 la.
Man's over there deetering. 2 weeks from Christmas, and this is what we get. Welcome to Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Tonight's episode is brought to you by the letter S. Down at the end of the table is Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
Also, I'm Shannon Young. We got Dalton Anthony to the right. He's joining us once again this week.
What's S stand for?
And then Lindsay Wolkong.
Hello.
And the robot sex master herself, Mandy Kennedy.
Why is she the robot sex master?
This is true. I said literally nothing during the pre-show.
So you guys, again, if
Dalton
you haven't.
Is the one that's obsessed with robot sex.
He wants to bang it so bad.
No, that he really Shannon. Does.
I'm happy
no,
I want to bang Ditto. Life. I don't know about you.
I want to bang Ditto. All I'm saying is if you're
so
paying
you can bang yourself?
I mean, I never thought about that, but I would tell Ditto,
no,
turn into me.
He was going to have Ditto turn into Kate Upton. That's what started the conversation,
eventually,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
my
he,
version better.
He'd eventually get bored, though, and I feel like he would be like, you know what?
I could experiment.
Turn into Chris Evans.
Yeah, like that wouldn't be one of the first ones. Yeah. Turn into, you know what, fuck it, Whoopi Goldberg. Let's see what that's about. Let's just see what's going on.
Day 552, Shannon's running out of celebrities.
I'm just going through a list now.
Give me Judge Judy.
Adolf Hitler.
I feel like Judge Judy's way further up that line than 528.
But she teaches the public how to talk, so she'd probably get in bed.
I'd be fucking Adolf Hitler from behind, like, this is what you like? This is what you like, killing Jews?
Does he give it the thrust, he's just throwing the hand up higher.
Does he give it the Lil Nicky treat? Wait. No, it's not Lil Nicky.
No,
it's
South
Nicky.
Park.
No, it's Lil Nicky.
Okay, yeah. I said Lil instead of Little. That's what threw my brain right there.
That's the difference between an Adam Sandler movie and a rapper.
Yes.
Lil Nicky. Lil Nicky.
Yeah, where he shoved pineapples up his ass.
So if you guys haven't subscribed yet to the Patreon, again, $1, and you get the, like this today, right before this show, we talked about robot sex, and it was amazing, just like I imagined the sex would be.
Oh shit! Not for that price tag.
You need to see the video. You need to see the video.
I don't want to see somebody fuck a robot.
No. It's the pitch video from this. Her name is Unicole Unicron.
What?
And she runs a feminist online cult. I'm not making this up. This is how they describe themselves. And her pitch video with the robots, like looking at the screen, talking about she can give you the ultimate orgasm, and it's just. She said she wants to change society by brainwashing men into getting consent. And that's what this is all about. I think it's about making money.
Whoa.
She's charging $10,000 to fuck a robot. You know how many real hookers you could get for $10,000? In the Cape area, that's a lifetime supply of sex. All right. Well, that's the show for tonight.
That was a really short show.
They get shorter and shorter every day. Tonight, we're talking about Christmas again. That's why Dalton's here.
Yo.
So Dalton, tell us about it.
Christmas. This is on the 25th of December. Almost every year.
Almost every year?
Yeah.
Well, except leap year.
Yeah, leap year, then it becomes
26th.
Yeah.
I don't think it works.
No, that's how math. Because my birthday becomes October 4th. That year.
No.
Sorry. What are you trying to do right now?
On leap year.
I wasn't paying attention.
Jesse browned out.
I was looking at fantasy football stuff.
So, Jesse, it's been a big week in politics.
That's true.
We can't really talk about a lot about it because we're going to lose a lot of people. But I just want to mention that Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's fixer, got 3 years in jail for his role. He also name-dropped President Trump explicitly and said that it was at his will that he did these things. So what does that mean for Donald Trump?
Probably nothing.
Well, that's the end of the joke. There's going to be a build-up to it.
I was going
to
hit up the Tom Hanks and Black Jeopardy. Not a goddamn thing.
We didn't say not a goddamn thing.
I liked
thing.
His answer
I don't think
better.
Tom Hanks has ever said goddamn. I don't think Tom Hanks has ever said the F word in a movie. I'm sure he has.
All right, I'm on it.
Not a god dang thing.
Not a god dang thing, but sound more like that. Dieter. And anyway, so.
Back in the back.
Where do you want me to Dieter?
Back in the back.
I hate all of you for that.
That was Shannon and Jesse. We didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, Lindsay knows I don't hate her. You're all
bullshit.
Included.
You and Lindsay go at each other all the time on this show.
Accurate. Doesn't mean I don't hate her. Not,
that doesn't mean I.
Oh, there it is.
Yep, yeah, we got it. It's on record now.
Well, yeah. I take requests now to draw during the show, and you're disrupting the time of how I'm supposed to draw Asa as King K. Rool. Okay.
You're drawing Asa as King K.
And Josh and Alan are Sonic and Knuckles, is what they said. Twitter replied, and that's what the people want.
Well, okay.
I'm scared for them. But they responded.
Well, all right.
Oh, all right, I'm on in 2004, so it's a little outdated, but the Tom Hanks and F Word archives.
What? There's an archive for it.
He said it in Private Ryan, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that would make the most sense. Like, he probably said a lot of really bad words in
Lady
Saving Private
Killers,
Ryan.
He said F-bomb a couple times.
Yeah, but when he does it, it's sweet.
It's Andy, true. Catch Me If You Can.
Not a goddamn thing. Anyway, I don't know where I was about to bridge to.
You were going
to... I browned out again. I thought I was on Nerd Up, about to move to the next topic.
We are going to move to the next
and this
topic.
This segment's brought to you by our friends in Perryville, Missouri. Oh, David's so happy about this plug right now.
The previous segment was brought to you by The Pony.
If, no.
If you're tired of waiting for that $10,000 robot and you just want to get a local whore pregnant, head over to The Pony.
I don't think you can pick those girls up.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you can.
I don't think you'd want to pick those girls up.
Just be afraid what they're going to drop off.
I've honestly never been, so I don't know what they do there, but
I
have an idea.
It's not clean. You don't want to go to the buffet. You like crabs?
I do like crab.
I didn't say crab. I said crabs. You get multiples. Oh, God, now we're going to lose our pony sponsorship.
No,
Who will give me dry hand jobs now?
They put all of their money into River Radio.
If you go to that one cabin.
Oh, hand job cabin? When did this show get so dirty?
Get some OTPHJs.
What'd you say?
To get you some OTPHJs.
It's real. I need to watch that movie to see if anybody actually dies.
It's not a movie. It's just a trailer. Yeah. It was a parody trailer.
Because I think that was the joke they made. Is like, no, their souls die. They don't.
Yeah. There are some things that are worse than death. And then it shows her and she goes, hand job? Hand job. Most of the times they're just uncomfortable.
What if she uses her mouth?
What if she's a robot?
She won't.
A robot hand job. And then the robot during like glitches and just squeezes your dick so hard just like a banana and it just slips out of the peel.
I don't want to think about degloving my wiener. I thought it was gross enough to not use it like a more offensive word for...
I think degloving my wiener needs to be a thing now.
That's going
to
be our next shirt.
That's going to be your next wrestling shirt. That's the name of your finisher, degloving the wiener.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. You grab the
not
penis
for a couple
and
months,
squeeze
Mandy.
It like Donkey Kong getting the banana out. Pop. And once you pop, that's great.
Thanks, Prongles.
Jesse, you are the only other person at this table that, like me, that has watched Puka.
Yes.
She's going to say she watched Puka.
What the fuck
watched
is Puka,
it. By the way?
Thank
she watched
you.
Some Puka.
You won't like it.
I watched it.
You watched some of it.
Have you not seen Shannon's profile picture? That's Puka.
You not know the glory of Puka? What'd you think of Puka?
I thought it was good.
I did too.
I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought it would. And it's another one of those movies that kind of like, it's a Christmas movie, but it's also horror, which right up my alley.
Well, it's kind of horror. It was weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was still a thriller for sure.
Until the end, you didn't know what the hell was happening.
Accurate.
There were parts I was like, okay, I don't know where they're going with this.
Same. Like, especially, there's so many things that happen with, like, timeline.
Yeah.
And then, like, once you get to the end, you're like, oh.
That makes more sense. The Puka thing itself was awesome. What a cool design for a monster-ish, sort of. Guy
Which
in a
also,
costume.
I learned, do you know what Puka is? What a Puka is?
Isn't it? Like, it's, I was going to sound weird because it's obviously, but it's something else. It's like, it's an old term, isn't it?
It's an Irish goblin.
Oh. Yeah,
good.
Someone posted, when I posted about Puka, and they said something like, this is what the real Puka looks like. I was like, thanks.
Yeah, no, it's
thanks for letting me know.
It's an Irish goblin. Also, when I was looking up IMDb, because I wanted to look up the lead actor, because it felt like he was trying poorly to suppress a European accent. Turns out, no, he was born in Washington, D.C. He just talked funny.
He was a little odd.
Yeah, which worked for the character. But anyway, yeah, and I also found out there's another movie called Pooka, because this movie isn't actually called Pooka. It's an episode of Into the Dark. Yeah.
But those are standalone movies.
Right. Yeah. Because, yeah, they had one for Halloween. They've got one for Christmas. They'll have, I don't know if they've done any more yet.
They've done three.
Okay.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
That makes sense.
It's one for every holiday, apparently.
So, yeah, either way, I was looking it up, and, yeah, there was another movie called Pooka that was about a girl wearing a bunny costume that was some kind of possessed. I didn't do much looking into it. Seemed like a similar premise to the...
So it's like when you get an asylum film for a real film.
Right.
And how old is that one?
2017.
That's weird.
Yeah, so it's not very old.
Yeah. Lindsay, what'd you think of Pooka since you watched it?
It was different. I did not see the ending coming until it was almost there.
I was hoping you were going to say I did not see the ending coming, because I'd be like, yeah, because you didn't see the ending.
Yeah, I did.
Because you went upstairs and...
I watched the ending. Thank you.
Pooka'd herself.
Props finger blasting.
Jesus Christ.
He's not even
proud. I have not started any of this tonight.
Nope. Yeah, just either. The look on. Yeah, basically, you put the you planted the seed, though.
When?
By
2 weeks
talking,
ago?
Yeah.
You uttered, 2 weeks ago.
And last week.
The famous, yeah, that's how seeds work. You plant the seed and it grows.
No, I'm apparently pretty sure sex robots started their thing.
Time, guys. We all just five just tried to have a conversation.
We were having two different conversations with five total people.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone followed it.
I mean, it's not the first time we've done that.
Yeah, but we shouldn't do it.
No. This is why we're not getting the pre-show money. They're like, no, we don't want to hear the pre-show. That's probably more jumble.
Probably even more of a jumble.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's god-awful. It's just the filthiest jumble. We're supposed to talk about Christmas tonight.
Yeah, if you really like hearing Mandy say shit like, I like cock, then definitely check out the pre-show.
Or just tune in to Thursdays.
Yeah, but I say she does that shit for free.
Yeah, well, she does it more otherwise.
She just started talking about how she likes to have her prostate milked.
What?
I wish we had visual, because sometimes I don't want to respond and I just want to fucking glare at you, and I could because then the people
Mandy,
would know, but Mandy. Instead they can't because
Mandy,
don't
you don't
ha-
you don't have a prostate. You don't have a prostate. I'm gonna be honest.
So what
I'm
part of that is supposed
this.
To look like Asa?
Yeah, I know. I don't know yet.
Because right now it just looks like
I don't know
ruler.
How to make it look like Ace.
Just
give him,
just put Ace's head on.
Just
it.
Give glasses. Him a give him a really like yeah, self assured asshole grin.
I'm gonna give him glasses and a
Jesus.
Cool shirt.
King
him,
K. Rool's already
give
got
him
that.
Glasses and his Rusev Day T-shirt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Can you wrap him in privilege?
Can you get off my drawing?
Can you maybe like give him an Xbox One X in one hand and a new car
and
in
a
the
Taco
other?
Taco Bell.
No, Shannon.
I was just gonna put Taco no. Bell. That's what I'll do. I'll give him a tattoo of the Taco Bell logo.
Just like Ow. Asa.
What?
Asa's like Taco Bell has forever won Asa's loyalty it's by true. Giving him an Xbox
and
One
look,
X.
They can fuck up his order so many
specific
times.
Specific on how he had to look like King K. Rool.
I
he
guess
left
that's
the
fair.
Creativity up to me.
I think I've said before on the show how much I love Asa. He's a great friend, and how much I hated him for winning that. Fucking Xbox. I was so happy for him, but at the same time, I was so angry. And I know you feel the same way because you also bought an Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
He came to work with a Taco Bell box, and I was like, oh, are you winning me one? And he's like, oh, no, this is a regular box. And I was like, oh.
Apparently, he doesn't need to win them anymore.
He did give me a few codes. I think he was spreading them out to different friends, though.
Because he's a good guy.
Yeah. Because he probably honestly stopped buying the boxes for the most part after that. Because
they weren't that great, right?
Yeah, the worst part about like the Xbox contest box was that it was like the worst $5 box they've had ever.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Not great.
What? You think of a worse $5 box?
Yeah, actually, there was one that I don't remember what the main part of it was. Because what you're talking about is the Double Chalupa.
Yeah.
Which is fucking amazing.
Eh.
Double Chalupa is awesome. It's my favorite thing. I love putting it in my mouth.
Why?
Because it's big and it doesn't afraid of anything. But there was one that they had that was like a double bean burrito or something like that. And it was just, it was gross. It was just gross. It was, it felt like it was warmed hot dog pie on the inside.
Because I like their bean burritos.
Whatever this was, I didn't like it. I'll tell you what I miss was like the
hot dog pie?
You're making me hungry right now. Stop it. My mouth's watering for hot dog pie.
You do realize I have drank an entire thing of chocolate milk, and you don't want me to throw up.
Liquid yum. You could probably put that vomit in the chocolate pie or the vomit
hot dog pie.
Hot dog pie. Vomit pie.
Stop.
I mean, that's what it looks like. But I also agree we should stop because it's gross.
Well, then you don't want me to tell you what fucking Big Lee Montgomery sent me last night.
No.
Did he send it to you too?
No, but it's Lee, and I can only imagine.
I don't want to know.
Oh my God!
Because you, the things that you've blurted out that Big Lee has sent you, I didn't want to know.
This one was too far. This was the one I almost called the police.
All right, that's enough. We don't need to hear anymore.
So here's what it was.
God damn it!
I'm not gonna say it. Nobody wants to hear it. I'm not gonna say it.
That was the greatest setup for it.
Just know it was extremely disgusting.
Sounds
here's the
right.
joke that was on it. I won't say what it was, but the joke said you have to go home from the party. You're too shit faced.
Okay, I didn't get this one.
That's all I'll say.
Ew.
It's worse than you think.
I don't know. I have a pretty active imagination.
It is not what you think it is.
Okay. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's probably what you think it is, but the way he does it is different than you think it is.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, let's just leave
Moving
it
Moving on.
I'll send you the video.
No.
I'll send her the video.
No.
And she can tell you about
it.
No. Okay. How's that drawing coming?
Good. He just got his tattoo. It's a good thing I didn't do it in real life.
Is that what you're doing? You're making tattoos now for real? All right. So tonight we're going to talk about Christmas music. We got Dalton here with us. And I don't think that any of you other than me and Lindsay can come up with 5 Christmas songs.
I have 7.
What?
Eat shit, sir.
And they aren't your... Well, 2 of them are probably normal Christmas songs.
Okay.
Everyone knows.
What if we excluded all the normal Christmas songs?
No.
I could still come up with
them. I could still come up with them without normal.
That's yeah. true.
I guess you're the odd man out, Dalton.
Well, I mean, no, I can still do it, but I don't think we should exclude.
Well,
from the list.
By normal, do you mean like, are you also cutting out remixes of old school ones or like redone versions of old school ones?
I would say yes, but then like, how many Christmas songs are there that aren't Christmas, like based on
Christmas classics?
Christmas classics, yeah. I also wondered if we should maybe
specify the artist performing it.
Well, yeah, but I was gonna say if we should play a sample. Like,
no, we don't have that kind of money.
How many things we've ripped off in the 3 years of existence?
Yeah.
I don't think they care anymore. I think we have diplomatic immunity.
They might eventually. They might eventually.
If Nat King Cole's family wants to come after me, I'll bury them like I buried him.
Whoop, I just realized what my first song is going to be.
Is it?
Nope, shut up. Let's start the list.
Is it Have a Merry Motherfucking Christmas by Eazy-E?
Shit, it should be, though.
All right, well, Shannon, let's start with you, Mr. Eager Beaver.
Oh, I don't have them written down yet.
What was that?
Eager Beaver.
Eager Beaver.
You said Eagy Beaver.
Angry Beavers?
The Angry Beavers. I loved that show.
I'm looking up Have a Merry Motherfucking Christmas. Because I want to know the lyrics.
So are we waiting on you then?
All right, here it is.
There it is. I was like, he's got it.
Here's verse 1. Merry motherfucking Christmas and a ho, 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 while I'm riding that cot under the mistletoe. Now dashing through the snow in the candy red top 6 foe. God damn it.
No, keep going.
Over the hills I go, laughing at this hoe. Nuts on her chin ring, making me feel right. Oh, what fun it is to know that I'm going to get this pussy tonight.
That's terrible.
That's why he got AIDS. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right. We go start this list?
I don't want to play anymore.
Let's do this.
All right, let's start off the list. My first one. Yeah, we're starting this early. I don't know if we didn't stall nearly enough time.
It's fine. We can do extras if need be.
It's true.
Should we have to sing some of it?
No.
I'll sing. I don't care.
You're good at singing.
You're the only one that's fun, Lindsay. I take back some of the things I've said about you.
I just don't want to subject people to my singing voice.
Same.
All right, my first one, just to start off on a fun way. This is a fun one. Backdoor Santa.
I knew
God
it.
God damn it.
I knew you were going to say it.
You piece of shit.
What shit was that, yours?
Yeah.
God damn.
2 shows in a row, asshole.
Should have said you wanted to go first.
That's fair.
The question is, did you truly first hear that at Stephen Barry's?
No, I very much first heard that at Stephen Barry's. And when I found out there was a song literally called Backdoor Santa.
We had the strangest Christmas mix of songs at Stephen Barry's.
No, I want you to sing a part of this song.
I actually don't know the lyrics. I'm going to look them up real quick. Because I only heard the song a handful of times. It's more the name.
Yeah.
Backdoor Santa by Clarence Carter.
Damn it, Clarence, you're doing the Lord's work.
The third.
The third?
Oh, no, I made that up. I ain't like that old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Uh-oh. I ain't like that old Saint Nick. I come running with my presents every time you call me, dear.
Those are his balls. He's going to empty his sack.
I keep some change.
I got him.
I keep some change in my pocket in case the children are home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. What the fuck are your kids doing with pennies?
What year was this song written?
This had to have been 1902. 1968.
I mean, in the 80s, you could still get candy with pennies.
1 year later, that would have been great.
I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse, and wouldn't old Saint Nick be in trouble if there ain't no chimney in the house?
Wow.
Well, all right.
They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Okay, you telling me that we maybe can't see Baby It's Cold Outside, but this dude's talking about making little girls happy with their back doors.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's saying that PC this one's culture. Also good. I've never heard this on the radio. I didn't spend a lot of time in Stephen Barry's. So
they were dirty there.
They just didn't give a fuck.
They didn't.
There were some strange songs that played.
It had to have been better than the mall radio, like the regular
where
mall radio.
You just hear the Jackson 5 every hour on the
God, that was Shoe Carnival too, yeah. Yeah. It was just Michael Jackson nonstop.
Fucking Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That song is forever ruined for me because like I would be able to tune out most of it, but then like yeah, I would just get the random, like, I don't know why, but every time it caught me, Santa Claus is coming to town! And I just, that's because that's the way it sounds in my head now.
God damn, we need video just for that one moment. His eyes, I thought he was going to pop one of them out.
Claus is coming to town. Oh, I bless that little man. I miss him. I miss him. All right, Mandy, I got you in the back door. What do you got? Also, that Sonic you draw is way better than the one in that poster for the new movie. Have you seen the other poster?
Where's
the
one where dangly his legs? Like his
the one where he's with,
yeah, he's on the bridge looking down his crotch?
No, I was. Oh, I did see that. I didn't know if that was official. Is that official?
Yeah.
There's another one that was from production where he's sitting on a squad car with Chris Pratt. And it's a full body shot. Like, you can actually see everything. And it's
Nightmare Fuel.
Not good. Yeah.
Mm. Gross.
That movie's going to fuck your childhood.
Yeah.
All right, Mandy.
It's called His Favorite Christmas Story by Capitol Lights. I know no one knows what it is in school.
Well, to be fair, nobody knew what a Backdoor Santa was either.
That's horse true. Shit, sir.
It's a cute song and it's like upbeat and fun. He just
I recognize that band.
He like the story like basically is like this. The main character, I guess, in the story was like a traveling person. Like one Christmas Eve, he met this girl and they danced all night, but he was traveling. So obviously they didn't stay together or anything. And then when he got older, he settled down and that was his Christmas story to tell the kids. And then as he was in the hospital, he asked the nurse to tell him a Christmas story and it was the same one. It was the same girl. She was his nurse.
Adorable.
It was cute and it's fun.
But he was dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yeah, but he got to see her one last time.
But yay. He had already been married, like moved on, had kids?
No.
Well, so he was just alone his entire life?
Yeah, he told all the neighborhood kids.
Oh, see, you
story. Oh,
that's
yeah,
even
sorry.
More depressing.
Yeah.
Well, it's shut up.
Because you said told his kids, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, he had a good life. Okay, good.
I like it.
Because you also said settle down and everything else.
Well,
like,
yeah, as in he got a house. I don't know.
He got a house.
That's I don't know. I liked it more when Cher was talking about butt fucking.
Well, I just did Backdoor Santa. He makes all the little girls happy.
God damn it.
Hi, what's your name? Backdoor Santa. And who are you here to see tonight, Backdoor Santa? Why don't you have a seat over there?
Chris, no.
Chris. My name's Chris Hamm.
I'm here to make all the little girls happy.
We know.
Did you bring condoms? Yeah. Jesse, what do you got?
Something Claus.
God damn it.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it is.
It absolutely is.
It's totally a song.
Man, I think that one was legal. He got us.
Why, yeah, yeah.
Why did it have to be number four?
Some clause. The SNL classic.
It really should be like fuck David Pumpkins.
Yeah, exactly.
How is something clause not like the top download?
He needs his own Funko Pop.
Oh my God!
I would absolutely buy a Funko Pop of something clause.
I would buy the 3-pack with him and the two girls.
Yeah, something clause is just like that was one December 1st hit, and I was like, here we go. Everybody's getting something.
And not only is that a funny skit, that song is bumping.
It is.
At the end with the guitars and stuff, too.
Go ahead. Kevin Bacon.
I gotcha. Oh, that is an all-time classic. Let's play that on the radio.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Beat that, bitch.
Mine was actually going to be really sweet from my childhood, so we'll start with it. The honorable mention is Have Yourself a Looney Tunes Christmas, because it was my favorite CD as a child. But I Thought I Saw Tanny Claus by Tweety was probably the greatest goddamn song in the world. Because he's talking
Wait,
about,
you said I thought I saw a Tanny Claus?
A Tanny Claus.
I can't do the voice.
Tweety.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He thought I saw a Tanny Claus.
He there saw it is, Tanner?
Tanner. But like, it's like, oh.
He was dancing with that fucking raccoon.
His, oh my God, Mandy, can you draw Tanner as Santa and make his reindeer the raccoon? Yes. And it slays a bucket. Like, let's get all of the fucking ones there. But yeah, no, so he thinks he sees Santa Claus. I broke Jesse.
That mental image is spectacular because he's also in my head, you know, he's in the overalls.
Well, yeah, with no shirt, clearly.
Yeah, no shirt.
But they're red. Like, how'd you get red overalls? But like, yeah, no, so she's talking about how she saw Santa Claus and then it ends up just being Sylvester the cat. The entire time. This is a cool song. I love that whole album.
Wait, is this your honorable mention? That's your first one.
That's my first. The album is my honorable mention. Go listen to it. But the song from the album that's on my
I
list.
No, I have the like have a Merry Looney Christmas or Have a Looney Christmas or
Have
whatever.
Yourself a Looney. Yeah.
Yeah. I have that on my computer somewhere.
Well, it's because like I had this as a child and like 4 or 5 years ago, I was with somebody and they were like, we need to buy a Christmas tree. So I was like, all right, we'll go buy a Christmas tree.
And it
was,
you found
like,
it?
It was in the $5 bin next to the Christmas tree. It's like, oh, well, I'll buy this. But we're listening to this goddamn CD the entire time. She was not as amused as I was. I was just putting the tree up all happy and shit.
You were having nostalgia.
Oh, God, it was so good.
Lindsay?
The Chipmunk Christmas song.
God.
It is the one song that plays at work still that I look forward to, and I only get to hear it like every 3 days.
This one's his fucking
Is that
hula
the one
hoop.
Where we go?
Yeah, that's the only part I remember is hula hoop.
Christmas time is here.
Higher
time
pitched.
I can't. You'll have to do it in the computer.
But to say she needs to get some helium.
No.
Grab her balls, squeeze them.
I don't have balls.
Oh. Dalton was about to search. We sent a search party out for him.
Dalton was going for the next best thing.
I think he would already know.
I mean, that's not going to have the same effect, but he might find a fist in his nose.
Oh, shit.
That'll change something.
It's better than where you're going to find a fist. He gave you $10,000. You took it.
The air horn.
You're not amused.
No.
You're not amused. Okay.
You're pissing her off. I'm trying to piss him off.
Yeah, we're not doing well tonight, me and you, buddy.
No, we're not in our rare form.
I hate the chipmunks.
Aww.
And I'll tell you why I hate the chipmunks.
Why do you hate the chipmunks?
True story. So you know the old Alvin and the Chipmunks TV show?
Of course.
Which one?
The cartoon.
Which one?
The 90s, 80s
one. The 80s one. The one that I love?
The good one.
Oh, I know what episode you're thinking of.
You do, don't you? Yeah. So there's an episode where they get a kitten.
Uh-huh.
And he accidentally leaves like his window open and they kept telling him not to and he did it. And the next morning he wakes up and they tell him that his kitten got killed by a car and they give him the collar. Yeah. And I remember, oh, I can't like even now talking about it, I'm like, no, I can't handle that. Little Shannon especially fucked my world up. That little kitten died. And I hated Alvin ever since then, you fucking self-absorbed motherfucker.
So I shouldn't ask you to watch the Chipmunk Christmas special as one of our Christmas things.
I mean, if they die in the end, yeah.
They don't.
They never do.
God. It's all about Alvin not being selfish and giving his harmonica to a sick little boy.
Well, that's cool. Sounds like he's not, that cat's not fucking
Spoilers.
Coming back.
Right. You know what would have been nice if he had not been selfish and done his goddamn chores? That kitten would be a cat today.
To be fair, this holiday special was made before that TV series.
I hate
Alvin. Well, then you know he should have already learned his fucking lesson by then.
To be fair, I have always hated Alvin and the Chipmunks. Aww. I just hate them. I've never understood the appeal.
I liked them a lot when I was a kid.
And then they made the movies and they brought the Chipettes in and they made them all sexy.
That is where I lost. Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, the live action movies are
the only
real
Chipmunk
dumb.
Movie I give a crap about is A Chipmunk's Adventure.
Was that the one where they go around the world and No, I loved that movie. That was my jam.
They're basically being used as like guinea pigs to go exchange like illegal diamonds for monies and whatnot.
Jeez. Wait, what? How'd you break them now? Did you say words?
I wasn't paying.
We need
attention.
To keep a tally. That
was good. That was a good.
The
joke.
Dalton break meter.
Lindsay, yeah. Lindsay said they're basically guinea pigs for this, and I said, no, Lindsay, they're chipmunks.
That got me. That was fun.
Especially because I just ignored it completely.
That was a goddamn dad joke, and I'm here for it, guys.
It wasn't right. My best work, but
yeah. That was good. It was good.
My next one, my second pick is going to be, is that you, Santa Claus?
I knew that one too.
Sam's a piece of shit.
Oh, I'm an original of that one, buddy. I don't even remember where I heard that. That was probably a Stephen Berry's too, wasn't it?
It was Stephen Berry's or Shoe Carnival.
Yeah, maybe it was Shoe Carnival. I remember the first time I heard that, like my ears perked up. Because
you became obsessed with it.
I was like, what is this magic I'm hearing? It's Louis Armstrong. Uh-huh. Like, well, I call him Satchmo.
My mom loved that song that was always on our Christmas playlist, except it never played on Christmas Day. Because I think I've told you guys this story before, but Christmas morning, it's a tradition for my family. Whenever everyone is around opening gifts and everything, my mom is playing Kenny G's Christmas album.
Oh, you lucky prick.
That's my mother every Christmas morning, too, is the Kenny G album went on, and I'm just like, it's not a bad album. It's not. But I got so sick of it.
What you meant to say is thank you, Mom.
No.
Did you pull the Chris Farley and you get up and go, don't you know any other goddamn tune?
Well, the worst part is to that effect. We picked that CD out for her for Christmas the year that she got like the nicer like stereo system with the CD player in it.
Lindsay's parents did worse, though, or her whatever. Like, I don't want to spoil the story, but what would happen when you had Christmas music playing at your house that one time?
Huh?
With your family and the racism?
What?
The racist family member. Who was talking about the Christmas music?
Oh no, that was another. That was my cousin's house.
Gosh, she's gonna make me think I'm crazy.
Do you want me to tell the story?
Yes, of course I want you to tell the story.
Okay, so
racism's always
my
funny.
Cousins were more into rap music than I was.
Oh, you've told this story on the show before.
And my uncle was downstairs and yelled up, "Hey, we want the white Santa Claus to come this year, not the black one."
I do remember that story.
Because then Shannon's tagline was, oh, what's he going to bring, rims? Like, that was the joke that Shannon made off of it.
I don't remember that joke.
I'm pretty sure Britt was on that episode.
I'm pretty sure I would have made a more racist joke than that.
I'm pretty sure that's
when we were trying to tone down the racism.
No.
Remember those days?
We didn't have those rules back then.
Although, I'm pretty sure it wasn't the black. It was just that we want the white Santa Claus to come this year, I think is what the comment was. But, yeah.
Well, I know Megan... Megan Kelly said that Santa's just white. He's just white.
So is Jesus.
Well, obviously. I mean,
in
you saw
Egypt,
that.
Yeah.
You saw that picture. Your mom thought that picture of Ewan McGregor is Obi-Wan was a picture of Jesus.
Holding his light sword of Christianity.
Yeah, beaming with God's love.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just one of my favorite, like, internet memes.
All right, man, what do you got up next?
I'm just going to go with the classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Can you sing a little bit?
No.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Honestly, I like...
Voice of an Angel, ladies and gentlemen.
Like Lady Antebellum's version, because I like duets a lot. And so it's like guy and girl, and I like their voices.
I have not heard that.
Sam Smith is pretty good too, but I don't know.
See, now when I have those, I want old school. Like I want Sinatra or Crosby or.
And theirs is mostly like piano. Like I've heard guitar versions of it, like acoustic, but I just really like the piano in it.
I'm gonna have to listen to that one because that sounds cool. That sounds interesting to me. I love it, Lady Antebellum. So.
Yeah, I like some of their stuff. I don't like everything, but I really like that version by them.
There's one Christmas song. All right, so I hope this isn't on anybody's list, but I'm just curious. What's the one Christmas song you hate more than anything?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay, we've established that one.
Honestly, I don't want to say it because of the controversy going on right now, but I get so sick of Baby It's Cold Outside. Yeah. Because like 18 versions of it play at work, and it's every other Christmas song.
The best one is Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé.
Like it's not a bad. I enjoy the song, except that I hear it all the time, and I'm so sick of
it. That annoys me.
That's a weird way of saying Zooey Deschanel, by the way.
I love Zooey Deschanel
for the weirdest or for the best version of it.
I haven't heard hers then.
Have you ever seen Elf? Yeah.
I don't think so.
You never seen Elf?
I don't think so.
God
damn it. That's a pretty good one,
Justin. If you're listening, make this girl watch some goddamn movies.
We watched Summer Vacation last weekend.
Fucking course you did.
Well, that's good. It's fucking December.
It was really funny.
Why didn't you watch Christmas Vacation?
They made a movie for this.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
National sure Lampoons or whatever. That's what I meant.
Lindsay, help me out. What's the Christmas song where it says, he'll ask if we're married and we'll say no, man.
But you can Frosty do the job the Snowman.
Yeah, I hate that song.
I see, we've got the version from the actual like cartoon, so I kind of don't mind listening to that like one at work. Night. I don't remember the guy's name that sings it, though.
Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Yeah.
Walking in.
Yeah, it's not Frosty the Snowman. Don't like you think that was Frosty the Snowman?
I knew what? You were wrong. I was fixing it.
You said Frosty the Snowman.
You did.
Also, I'm happy that song's public domain because we would be owing a lot. I had to sing through that whole fucking chorus.
Never mind.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I know Frosty the Snowman. It goes Frosty the Snowman.
Look. I probably have to listen to more Christmas music than any of you
oh,
right now.
Horse.
Okay. Fair enough.
Jesus.
But yours is different.
You put yourself in
yours
that.
Honestly is probably almost worse.
Yeah.
Because
I'm aware.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Just so you got
I got really defensive.
But to an extent, you can probably pick which songs.
Not yet. I'm getting there.
My next one, my favorite just classic Christmas song of all time is Carol of the Bells.
Yay.
Specifically, I really, really like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Sarajevo.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But yeah, Carol of the Bells is just my all-time favorite Christmas song.
Oh, we always
song.
Got super excited in choir when we got to sing it, and I'm really sad because I can't hit my parts anymore.
Oh.
Because I was a first soprano, and I can't get up there anymore. I'm so sad.
I can still have my parts as I go, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, no, I can't hit that high note anymore. That's, like it's so depressing.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
When he said that, that's where my mind went.
I'm so happy.
That's the Burger King one, right?
That's the one thing that's completely transcended this entire age group of people. That we all knew that one.
Would you like
Yeah. No, I can't do the voice. It's offensive.
Then Family Guy did it.
Oh, that, shit,
yeah, I always do the Family Guy version because it's less offensive.
Yeah, which is just impressive. A Peter's voice. Yeah.
All right, Dalton, what about you?
Well, I was going to say.
Is it Salty the Snowman?
That's your new nickname.
Oh, I just had an entire verse show up that's crude as hell. The Michael Bublé Christmas album. I was going to say Holly Jolly
yes.
Christmas until somebody took that one from me.
I wondered how long it would take Bublé to appear.
White Christmas is also.
Or Bubble.
Oh, it's so good. Bubble? That whole album is amazing.
Yeah. Jesse cringed, I think. Was that one of yours?
Well, White Christmas is one of my other all-time favorites, but I prefer the Bing Crosby
Agreed.
Version.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going from there.
Bing Crosby beat his children, so.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. But he sang a good song.
He sang like an angel.
They
he forced him
it.
To have a Merry Christmas. Be cheery, damn it.
Every time I mess up or someone says something about this drawing, I'm going to say, Dalton kept hitting the table.
Well, I was smashing his goddamn stupid hand on the table.
I was doing my Bing Crosby impression.
Wait, can I see the drawing real quick?
Wait, is this Tanner?
Why is Knuckles no. is Knuckles in heaven floating above them?
Like, he's also so much bigger.
That's what I'm saying.
He knew the way.
He's looking down.
Well, to be fair, she didn't do her layout before she did the drawing.
No,
she
I
just
didn't.
Started.
I'm not Lindsay. So
is
this
Knuckles
my rendition.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, did Knuckles pass away at some point? Which one?
I was going to have him try and fly over them, but then I realized, fuck, that's going to look even worse than it already is because I can't draw those angles.
Now just like Knuckles is the moon.
So he might just fuck you.
What? I'm it's a good looking moon.
Which one's Alan and which one's Josh?
Well, the
Josh
goatee.
Is Sonic.
Yeah.
With Canada behind him.
Oh shit, you did put the flag. Oh god.
Well, I mean it kind of looks like a flag, but it also looks like he just has a cape and there's like wings behind him, red wings.
We love you, Mandy.
I don't claim to be that good.
I remember when Allie had to tell me what red wings meant. I didn't know. And I wish I didn't know. And how the fuck did she know? You don't want to know.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking I about mean, earning
the,
your red wings?
The yeah. only red wings I know
how
is a hockey team.
No, I didn't know. Apparently Lindsay doesn't either.
I'm aware.
That Lindsay didn't know it?
No.
Okay, that you got your red wings? All right, cool.
Yeah, same.
We all do.
Jesse?
Who the fuck are we at now?
Me, Lindsay.
Yeah, because I just said Bublé.
Yeah, okay.
Bublé?
Goulet.
So mine is an oddball collaboration that I absolutely love. It's Little Drummer Boy mixed with Peace on Earth, and it's Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
It's whore. You guys keep taking all my songs.
Yeah, and a little, well, I have a very unique version of that one, so I'm going to go ahead. You're good.
And that's it. I just like it.
It's a good-ass song.
I fucking love Little Drummer Boy.
I don't even remember Little Drummer Boy.
Because you were a little drummer boy.
Da 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 pa ra pa pum pum
pa rum pum pum pum.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, that was not bad. Yeah, that was not bad. Rum pum pum pum.
Although honestly, if it's just plain Little Drummer Boy, I just have the sequence from Pee Wee's Playhouse Christmas, and I forget the lady that does it. But
Yvonne.
No.
Chrysalis.
No, it's an actual like music artist that comes in and performs.
Madonna.
It. No.
Bing Crosby.
No. The lady's black. I don't remember.
David
her name.
Aretha
Franklin.
No.
Eddie Murphy dressed up as one of the characters from
Janet
Big Mama's House.
No.
No, it's the professor.
I'm gonna
Big
have to look
Mama's
it up now because it's gonna bother me.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's racist now?
The people that made the Nutty Professor and Big Mama's House.
Yeah.
My next one
remind
is
remind me. I have a Big Mama's House joke after this episode.
Oh God, yeah. That'll be funnier than the movies.
I like that movie.
My next pick is Carol of the Bells by Pentatonix.
There
when Jesse said Carol of the Bells, I started to sweat. And I'm like, oh, don't say Pentatonix. Don't say Pentatonix. That's like my favorite Christmas song. And it was the first song I'd ever heard by them. Pentatonix is my hipster band where I had heard about them before anyone else did that I knew about.
And he just didn't fucking tell anybody. So I'm like, Shannon, check out Pentatonix. He's like, oh, I've been listening to him for years. Like, all right.
Because their rendition of Carol of the Bells is just amazing.
It's really, really good.
The video's creepy.
He's not like me with Lil Dicky where I was like, I need everybody to know about this guy.
No, because don't know. Sometimes you can like something and not shove it down everyone's fucking throat.
But do you fuck
Grace
with
Jones.
The
worms?
Wow. That got way more angry than I did. And everyone got very quiet.
No, I
Grace
knew the
Jones.
One.
Okay. It was Grace Jones that was singing.
Do you come from the Vikings?
Do you take people's land?
Do you fuck with
I am
them?
White.
Savage as fuck.
Oh, okay. You just wearing that shit.
Okay. They're all barbaric. Hopefully he'll go to jail too. All the littles will. Lil Dicky.
I think he's good.
Lil Xanax.
I think it's just Lil Xan.
Lil Xan. Takeshi 69.
He's already there. I went on like a 4-hour YouTube hole.
I remember I was there.
Yeah.
So, Takeshi, what's your name, kid? Takeshi 69. They're going to be like, oh, he don't even know what we're going to do to him in this jail. Yeah, Pentatonix, Carol of the Bells. Carol of the Bells. All right, Mandy.
Shit.
Is anyone going to say the Star Wars theme?
No.
Okay.
Mine's by Lindsey Stirling.
Because it was in that the Star Wars holiday show. They sang a Christmas song to the Star Wars theme.
I don't want
to
be this guy, but she was in the middle of her sentence.
Right? Like, he does this to me all the fucking time.
Uh-huh. I do not.
It's, no,
it's every
Lindsey
fucking
Stirling.
Show we get to me, and then you're like, Mandy, go ahead. And I open my mouth. You're like, oh, did you know? Blah, blah.
This is why I didn't want to be that guy.
God. Anyways, Lindsey Stirling, pretty much all of her album, Warmer in Winter, but Christmas, Come On, and Time to Fall in Love are my two favorites. And yeah, they're amazing. And it's Lindsey Stirling. So if you don't know it, then you probably suck.
Well, your knuckles has gigantism.
Yeah, but
I made him like a chippy knuckles.
Shannon, I just thought one thing.
Is he the
Kevin?
I would say can
the
can,
ultimate original character.
Can I be Knuckles in this? Just put a flat bill on him? Or
yeah, I don't know how to make it Josh now.
Or
give him
just
some maple
say
syrup.
It's that, say it's the dude from Avengers, Peter Dinklage's character.
the giant dwarf.
Yeah, he is substantially larger than all of them.
No, he's a chibi. It's fine.
He's a chibi by being bigger than everybody else?
His head is bigger than everybody else.
Yeah.
She had to use a new piece of paper, fans. Like, it's just an extension. All right, whose turn?
Jesse.
All right, so I'm also going to do Little Drummer Boy. But this version,
To be fair, mine was a blended version.
It's true. And this one's the pure version. One of my few, don't look at me like that. It was a bit about how those people actually sound. Anyway, I don't go to church anymore. Obviously anybody that knows me knows that.
What?
Right. But when I went to church,
we have too many Sunday nerd up shows for that shit to be going on.
Right. I went to, LaCroix here in Cape Girardeau.
Now it's called the district.
No.
No, the church.
I know.
Either way, fantastic church. Like, if you're looking for one in Cape, great, great church. Every Christmas, they have, like, you know, they have their Christmas, it's not mass, I don't, service? Yeah. Anyway, they have their Christmas service, and they always do I don't know if they do it anymore. They did it when I went there. They did a rendition of Little Drummer Boy that was always ridiculously awesome and epic because it was obviously best the first time I saw it, but it would start with this one dude that doesn't go to that church anymore. Like, he moved off to a different church, but he was just a ridiculously talented musician. He'd go up there he'd start doing the Little Drummer Boy by himself. Spotlight on him. He's got like some like bongos in front of him. He's just playing it. And then as it kind of ramps up, like two more people from the like the back of the room start playing the drums with him. Then by the end of it, you've got people like in the ceiling, people all over like the auditorium because it's stadium style seating at this church. Yeah, people just all over the place just playing drums. And it's incredible.
Hmm.
You're just a really, really cool thing.
It's a performance.
Yes. And a really good one.
Dalton.
Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
You're not stealing from me. Don't worry.
No, it's just I like that song a lot.
Okay, I don't know that one. Can you rap it for us?
No.
Could you please rap it for us just a little bit?
I'm good. Hey, did you...
way to kill the fucking spirit.
A little bit, yeah. Like, I was expecting something to happen, but yeah. Nothing. Just...
It's not like you have any like experience in singing or anything, so
I don't. Yeah. I don't have a rapping degree, sir.
All music is the same. Raps are just clicks and whistles.
Oh no. Shannon, no. No.
Holy shit. I thought that Lindsay's racist story was gonna
Okay,
that was fucked up.
No. No.
Yes, it was, sir.
That was an Aqua Teen joke. And I didn't realize how racist they were until just now.
You just realized what that joke meant?
Because as soon as I said it and I saw your response, I thought, oh.
Whose response?
So, you as a collective.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably me and you because I flipped out a little bit. Like,
yeah, same.
I didn't even get the, no, it was a harder no.
Well, now I can't watch Aqua Teen.
Yes, you can.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Social Justice Warriors.
Thanks. Lindsay.
Welcome Christmas from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Not The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Well, I mean, I like that one too, but that one always gets stuck in my head.
Which one?
The Welcome Christmas.
Can you sing it?
I got to remember how it starts. I don't remember if it starts out with the
other
part. See, I don't know if it starts with that part or not. But yeah, so it's fa hu far and da hu door. Oh, welcome Christmas come this time. Oh, whatever. I don't remember all the lyrics.
You were doing great.
I know.
You know?
I like it.
Fuss du rah.
I was very happy that the new one had it in it.
I guess I don't remember that part. I must have browned out of there in that part.
I like it.
Hey, my next one is, I'm just going to say it before anyone steals it, because it's the ultimate Christmas song. Everyone agrees it's the best Christmas song ever.
Kidnap Mr. Santa Claus?
Mm-mm. All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is like, it's the cheat code.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what's the easy answer? Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
See, I'm only going to disagree just because like Penny's played the shit out of that. And
oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
did.
No, I'm done with that out, that entire song.
I'm really happy that I'm far enough removed from particularly like the mall bad Christmas music that I can actually enjoy Christmas music again. Because even though like I understood that there was quality Christmas music out there, the mall made me hate all Christmas music, mostly because working at the mall around Christmas time made me hate Christmas.
Right, it was a nightmare. You worked retail, so
that's why I have a therapy spider right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm so glad I'm out of that nonsense and I'm finally recovered to the point where I can enjoy
Christmas.
You can
bob your head to Christmas music and go, hey, this is great, right? And then people in the retail shop are like, fuck you.
Right, retail employees are like, clearly you never work retail. Now, fuck you. I served my time.
I still sing along with it in my store.
We should get cards.
You, Jesse unzips his hoodie and he's got like bars like
yeah,
a military.
We're all like Zaz from fucking Batman. Yeah.
Like, no.
I like his better.
Yeah. I think I earned my stripes.
There you go. Yeah, he went with a military version of it.
It's like whenever we went.
Mine's more realistic.
Oh, were we in Pennsylvania, I think, and they were playing the Fallout 76 song, Country Roads Take Me Home.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love this song. And the guy in the world was like, fuck his song. Because he's had to hear it 1,000 times at GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, GameStop actually made me hate, it was
Burgers.
For Defiance, the song they played in Defiance.
Oh, Radioactive.
Yeah, Radioactive. Yeah. I actually hated that song because GameStop played that Defiance commercial for 2 years. I heard Radioactive 4 times a shift, at least, for 2 years. Oh, boy. Yeah, and I loved that song before that commercial.
Yeah. Can't agree. I still like it, but...
I would if I hadn't worked at GameStop at the time.
What should I put in the background?
Mariah Carey.
Another Canadian flag?
But America.
stack of pancakes.
I mean, you got a Russian flag in there. Like, I ain't seeing nothing America.
Oh, I think Mandy might be red.
Also, that's not the Russian flag colors.
That's how it is on the Rusev Day shirt.
That's Bulgaria. It's... God damn it. He's Bulgarian.
I didn't say it was fucking Russian.
Oh, okay.
She's just doing the Rusev shirt, Mandy. I know what you're doing.
I thought somebody said that it was.
No!
I forgot that Rusev was the Bulgarian brute. I'm showing my lack of wrestling knowledge right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for throwing the pin behind you and not at me.
I thought about it.
Well, I appreciate your restraint.
He's a good
what I meant to yell at was Jesse because I got confused in the conversation.
Yeah.
I apologize. Jesse, the fuck?
I forgot that he wasn't Russian.
So anyway, Mariah Carey is the best.
Yes.
No, Ariana Grande, Winter Things is the best.
Ariana Grande is a...
Don't.
You're not going to compare Ariana Grande to Mariah Carey.
I'm going
to. Yeah, because one's better.
Yeah, Mariah Carey is far superior other than that little fucking fast-ass skank.
Fast-ass skank. Jesus, what did she do to you?
She broke Pete Davidson's heart.
Yeah, you break hearts. She breaks hearts. Yeah.
I don't break hearts. Who the fuck would let me break their heart?
I know, just sounded good.
Stop.
This is the most uncomfortable I've ever been on in a show.
Oh, welcome to Thursday. They make it all the time.
I know they do, but like it's been a while since I've sat here for that moment.
So anyway.
So Jesse.
Wait a minute, right. Is that Ariana Grande's song yours?
You skipping Mandy now?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Well, that's my song.
Yeah, say it, Mandy, just so everybody hears it, because you said it
Winter
quick.
Winter Things by Ariana Grande.
Making sure everybody's represented here.
God. I like it. Yeah, damn. She's fine.
She hot.
Yeah.
She hot should not matter when it comes to her Christmas song.
Her voice
I like
hot
it,
too.
Though. Oh, plus, and that Thank You Next video?
Yep.
You can't compare Mariah Carey, especially Mariah Carey when she released All I Want for Christmas.
No, that's a good song. You took it. So
I'm saying Mariah Carey was hotter at that point than Ariana Grande is now.
Have you ever seen Mariah Carey just as She-Ra?
I have never seen Mariah Carey just walk around and next to nothing to get attention. Oh.
Has she not?
Oh, she has lots of time.
Yeah, I was about to say. Like,
she's had music videos, sir.
Yeah, just don't question the logic. It's all I've got. My flawed logic. I like Ariana Grande. Anyway, Jesse, go ahead.
All right, so my next one, the entire Reliant K Christmas album, Let It Snow, Let It Reindeer.
That's fun.
Let It Reindeer?
Yeah. It's just a fantastic album, particularly...
That just sounds dangerous.
It's a fun play on words. No, it's just a phenomenal Christmas album, and particularly their version of Silent Night is real good. But I just like that whole album.
I've only heard one Reliant K song in my entire life, but I love it. I just haven't. And you know which one it is, probably.
Almost certainly.
Take a guess. I'm curious.
Pass. No, I honestly.
Candlelight.
Do what?
Candlelight.
Not what I was thinking.
Allie played it for me, and I liked it, and I added it to my playlist, but I haven't really heard anything else from them.
Yeah, honestly, like, you said name a Reliant K song, and my mind went blank. All I had were like a couple of lyrics here and there. I couldn't think of song titles at all.
For whatever reason, I really thought my mind went blank was the song.
Nope.
Because it sounds like a song they would do.
Or down.
Yeah, it would.
My mind went blank.
No, I suddenly could not think of a single title, but that is not the one I was thinking of. I do know that song, though.
Dalton, what do you got?
You'll Shoot Your Eye Out from Fallout
Boy. Yay!
Yeah, the Fallout Boy Greatest Hits album.
Yeah.
It's like one of the bonus tracks.
It's on a Pop Goes Christmas or whatever album.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that song.
I don't think I've heard that one either.
Yeah, Yule like is in the Yuletide log. Shoot Your Eye Out.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's a good one.
All these things that I have no idea about. It makes me sad.
Oh yeah, I've been able to think of other Christmas.
No, it should make you happy. You are now like you're learning.
I'm gonna forget about it 5 minutes from now. You know I will. Are we doing one more round?
Yeah, that was number four. So she has.
I mean, we're still on four.
Yeah, I need to get one more song then. But you're
yeah, Lindsay's the last one of four.
Turn,
So the Snow Miser / Heat Miser song from A Year Without a Santa Claus.
Ooh.
Ba-dum, bum, bum. I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
You might recognize it from Batman
and
Robin.
That's how I knew it.
10 below.
Now I do it. Yeah.
Whatever I touch.
Schwarzenegger's just dancing around to it a little bit.
And isn't everybody else
big silver rope?
Isn't he making everyone else watch it too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And his minions are just going to sit there bobbing their heads to each other.
People say it's a bad fucking movie. They're wrong.
It's a terrible movie.
It's an awful movie.
It's a great fucking movie. It's a
terrible movie.
Alicia, just for that.
I almost said Alicia Fox. Vivica Fox is in that movie.
She is.
Yeah. Talk about the cold shoulder. Everything. All that movie's terrible. I don't even want to do this game anymore. I don't even want to talk about Christmas anymore.
Because of Batman.
Batman ruins everything. My last Christmas song would be... I didn't think we were doing five, so I didn't get one. How about This Christmas?
I like that song.
That's a song,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one of those ones, like 20 versions of it plays at
Taylor
my store.
Taylor Swift has one.
Yeah.
That and Last that Christmas.
Oh, is it Last Christmas or This Christmas?
There's both.
It's the same.
Shit. Well,
wait.
I need to look it up now because the one that I remember specifically was
I Gave You My Heart.
Yeah.
The very next day. I'm pretty that's
it's
last
called
Christmas.
Last Christmas.
Okay, because
now what part of the verse is This Christmas?
I had a version that had it was sung by Sailor Mars, the voice actress. Yeah, that's where I first heard it.
Uh-huh.
And I always loved it, even though she was like she was trying to sing in English
and
she was very Japanese, right? Yeah. So it was kind of cute the way she did it. But yeah, this actually, Last Christmas. Is that what it is? Last Christmas?
Last Christmas.
Yeah, I love Last Christmas. That's a good Christmas song. Mandy?
I'm going to go with Sleigh Ride, but it's by This Wildlife. So, another classic, I guess. Or I Had a Heart by Real Friends, or Nothing for Christmas by Newfound Glory. Since we're on our last round, I'm just going to throw my others out there.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Basically, Mandy just hit a whole bunch of the Pop Goes Christmas album.
Yeah, that's most of my Christmas list. So
I think
it's a great album.
Yeah.
We were at Walmart the other day, and I think Lindsay found it.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, here.
Now that's what I call Christmas volume.
Mandy's Christmas album.
He's like, this is for Mandy.
And then right next to it,
now that's what I call Christmas.
The Mandy's Christmas album.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, Jesse, last one.
My actual last one would have been White Christmas from Bing Crosby, but since Lindsay stole that one, I'm going to go with.
I didn't steal it.
She just picked Bing Crosby. I don't think she picked White Christmas.
I picked Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth.
I thought you also did White Christmas.
No,
nobody did White Christmas.
I agreed with you that
did I
liked
White Christmas?
Bing Crosby. You mentioned it earlier.
I definitely remember someone talking about White Christmas, especially the Bing Crosby version.
Huh.
Yeah, I think you already said it.
Because he was talking about White Christmas by a different artist, and you said, no, it needs to be Bing Crosby, and I said, agreed.
Oh.
Well, no, I didn't say. I haven't said White Christmas. I said.
Holy shit! No one knows what anyone said at the table. That's awesome.
Okay. So it's either going to be White Christmas or Silver Bells by Bing Crosby.
No, no. Silver if it's Silver Bells, it's got to be Burl Ives.
Silver Bells.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Oh no! I did pick White Christmas by Michael Bublé.
And oh, that was
it. I'm not crazy. All right.
No, Lindsay's not crazy. Dalton, I'm sorry. Redacted, Dalton stole White Christmas, but he didn't actually because he picked Bublé, the superior version obviously being Bing Crosby, or White Christmas. That will be my number five.
Not a lot of times I'm going to call Jesse a stupid piece of shit on a show, but there's one.
Find support at the table, homie.
I don't need their support.
That's right.
Yeah, because you ain't getting it. You think you don't need it. Dalton.
I'm cheating, but I'm going to use it. Regional holiday music, which is the Community episode from season 3, where it's the entire Glee episode. Just watch that a couple times. It's so great. Help me. The Brie
Larson?
Allison
Brie.
Allison Brie. That song was great. They used Donald Glover rapping in a song.
I know.
Yeah,
that's why.
There was a song about Baby Boomer Santa for Chevy Chase. It's a great episode. Taryn Killam's in it.
I do like him.
You like it because she like does the boob thing.
No, because then Gillian Jacobs, who plays Britta, does the very end of it because she can't sing for shit. Oh, it's such, but it's all Christmas music in there. It's so great.
Is that the one where Alison Brie does the boob thing though?
Yeah,
yeah.
Where she does the boob thing.
Where it says that like they ruined her character.
Yeah, boopy doopy doop boop sex. That one, yeah.
Jesus.
Boopy doopy doop sex.
Yeah.
Jesus, how Christmassy is that? All right, Lindsay, fix it. Fix the last song. He made it all pervy. This is not a pervy
a minute,
show.
You picked Backdoor Santa.
he started it pervy, and we finished it good. Well, until that.
Do we want cartoon or pop?
Pop.
Pop?
Pop tune.
Okay. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney and
Yay.
Wings.
Ooh.
That's a great one.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's perfect.
Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Aw.
I don't know.
You
the music video is so cheesy
song.
And there's just like Christmas lights all over the place.
I like Christmas lights.
Who doesn't?
Blind people?
Otherwise, I do have to throw out the terrible, terrible one that amuses me so greatly.
Pokemon.
The Pokemon Christmas medley.
Go ahead and sing it. You're going to do it anyway.
No, I'll be here.
No, just sing it.
What's the one where it's like, oh,
Caterpie, oh, Caterpie, oh, won't you be my Butterfree?
Motherfuckers.
Of course it is so very odd. First you must be Metapod. I can't finish it.
Don't fucking laugh, Jesse. It's not funny.
Oh, Caterpie. Oh,
I tried.
Caterpie.
I have to. I cannot laugh at it.
My Butterfree.
Especially Lindsay's reaction to it. She's having so much fun over there.
Yeah, I've never seen
Lindsay
it's
so happy.
So bad. But it's so great.
Her face is matching the top
it's
of her hair.
So great.
She's so happy. Because right
the
now.
Other, what was the other one? Oh, there's another part of it that was good too. Oh, what was it?
I posted my
Oh.
Is it Meowth?
No, that was Meowth singing that one in it. It's
He's just because he replied to my picture.
Nidoking was falling down on his trainer Steven. First they won and then they lost. Now the match was even.
Jesus Christ.
Nidoking return, he said we can win this
tournament. Are you okay?
No, she's gone nuts.
You're taking her home, so have fun with that.
She's broken.
Just look up the Pokemon Christmas medley. It's terrible and wonderful.
She's as red as a baboon's
I'm
ass.
I'm entertained.
I don't think I've ever seen her this happy before.
I know,
and
right?
She broke herself, too.
13 years we've been together. I've never seen her that happy before.
It's okay. I've been so angry the past 3 days. I need this, okay?
She's just in there playing with her spider beet red, just giggling.
All right. Well, that's a great way to end the show as any, I guess. Those are your songs to listen to for Christmas. And if you ignore the first 15 minutes of the show, it was kind of sweet. You really got to ignore that first 15 minutes. All right, we'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up. We have a morning show, right? Because wrestling?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wrestling. Joy. And we'll be back next week to do the whole thing over again. You guys have a great weekend. Get ready for Christmas. Have a good night. Later. Now you guys say later.
Later. Later.